Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, well, this is a change. Overnight rally in soybeans and corn was not sold during the day session, and in fact, we continued higher into the day session. Soybeans now rallying some 30 cents off the lows. Actually, it's about 35 cents off the lows made just Thursday morning as rumors circulate that China may be buying up to 500,000 metric tons or more of soybeans for the April-March time window. Of course, some of the thoughts are they're going to buy these beans now, supporting the market, and then cancel those purchases in late January, early February, if they do end up with tariffs being placed on them by President Trump. So kind of a game play. What we are seeing, though, is dryness continues to develop in Argentina, where that weather is normally why we get a January-February rally in beans is Argentine weather. Brazilian weather now, perfect. Crop made, so to speak. But Argentina is also part of this South American overproduction mix, we've been looking for. And there are concerns now that there's no rain pretty much over the next 10 days with warmth. And as we get towards the new year, they want to see rain start to develop again. It's kind of interesting when you look at analogies. Usually you decline into the end of the year and then rally at the beginning of the year, or vice versa. Last year, soybeans rallied right into the end of the year and then fell out of bed in January and February. So maybe it's a flip-flop, who knows, but we certainly are seeing a large jump from those bean lows that were achieved yesterday morning on the charts. We had shown support where it was in our newsletter at heartlandinvest.com. If you're interested in taking a look at that, certainly go to our website and get a two-week free trial by just going to heartlandinvest.com. But nonetheless, we are getting this bounce that has soybeans for March up 15 and a quarter, 981 and three quarters. The May contract gaining 15 and three quarters at 990 and three quarters. January, which has options expiring here soon, they are up 14 cents at 977. Corn, March contract, recovering swiftly. We are now within 4 cents of the highs made a week ago Tuesday that brought on a lot of farmer selling that got absorbed, and now we're pushing higher. Colombia, a non-traditional country, came in this morning buying 150,000 metric tons of U.S. corn. So again, we're seeing these non-traditionals show up as we are the only real corn available now until April, as Ukraine is pretty diminished on what they can get out for corn for quick needs. On the wheat trade, getting a small bounce going, but not before making new lows again this morning for the decline. March Chicago now up a penny and a half, 534 and a half, while Kansas March up 2¾ cents, 546. Minneapolis March wheat gaining 3¾ cents, 590 and a half. May higher by 4¼ cents, 598 and ¾ cents. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, after plummeting for the last several days, bouncing off of massive support that pretty much needed to hold this morning. We have the cattle on feed report out this afternoon. Expectations are pretty much even on feed with last year, down 5% on placements, down 2% on marketings. While the box beef we had noted today, it was higher yesterday, but giving back part of that today, box beef having choice slipping today, $4.42, select off 55 cents. Live cattle, December up $1.17, 191.52. February picking up $1.42 to 187.97. April's $1.15 higher, 189.75. On the feeder cattle, January 87 cents higher, 255.35. March feeders up $1, 255.57. That's $1 off of early day highs. And the April's up $1, 256.45. For hog futures, sharply higher February, $2.32 for the gain, 85.95. April hogs up $1.80 at 90.42. And the gold indexes and other markets sharply higher today on hopes that an impasse will be found against the government shutting down over the weekend. Gold, February up $36 an ounce, $22,644. March silver up 60 cents, $30 even, while the dollar index is off 65 cents, 107.50. That means some spending must be in this thing. Bitcoin up $585 to $96,866. Crude oil, We're about $1.20 off morning lows, up 31 cents a barrel right now, $69.69, with gasoline gaining 2.25 cents to $195.41. Diesel fuels near steady money, $2.24 and a quarter cents. Any questions, you can find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.